Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
SoCal's Country Station, 95.1 K-Frog. I'm Pepper. This is Spirit of the IE. Angela Hare and her husband began Angels Over Cliffs in 2019 after overcoming homelessness and addiction. They've now turned that experience into an incredible ministry to help other people experiencing homelessness. And they've recently reached an important milestone, official nonprofit status. Here to tell us more is founder Angela Hare. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you, Pepper. We are super excited to be here.
Angela, start by telling us, how did Angels Over Cliffs come into existence?
Gosh, we were once homeowners, business owners. We lost our 4-bedroom home in 2016. We ended up in a rental home and very quickly spiraled into drug addiction. The drugs helped to numb the pain, you know, of the sadness and the depression that we had from losing that home. And we just very quickly spiraled into a deep drug addiction, ended up homeless in a local motel for 2 years.
You've described yourself as the hidden homeless. What does that mean?
You know, homelessness is so much more than what we see on the streets. There is a hidden homeless population of families with children who are stuck living in local motels, who are living in cars in parks, who are couch surfing, you know, living in local garages. So your hidden homeless are the homeless population that you don't typically see on the streets. There's a lot of families stuck living in local motels.
And what does Angels Over Cliffs do? How did that organization come about?
When we were homeless, the 2 years that we were homeless, it opened our eyes to a need. I used to be that person that thought homelessness was what you see on the streets. I have a dad who was in and out of homelessness, in and out of prison, you know, alcoholism, drug addiction. And I knew that he created those issues for himself. And so I used to be that person that was like, you know, well, you're homeless, you're out there, you know, what did you do? You know, there's a reason for that. I didn't realize that there were hardworking families, you know, stuck living in local motels. Motel costs are $2,000 to $3,000 a month. The families and the individuals that we're serving typically work. They make too much money to qualify for government assistance, yet they don't make enough to get out of the motel. So during the 2 years that we lived in a local motel, we saw a huge need and we wanted to fill that need. When we got housed, we started going back to Motel 6, where we lived, to get our friends out. You know, we lived there for 2 years and there were a lot of families that lived there. And when we got housed, we had a survivor's guilt. You know, we left people behind and we vowed to go back and get them. And we did. We did.
As I recall, it wasn't just you and your husband living in this motel room. You had your pets with you.
Yeah.
What are some of the challenges that people face when they have pets and they find themselves homeless?
Pets are one of the biggest barriers that we find. You know, we love our pets. Our pets are like our children, and you don't want to have to give up your pets just because you don't have a roof over your head. We did. We had 5 cats and 2 dogs. We had a home, you know, that had a lot of land, you know, and we had room for them. There are kids. You know, I don't have kids of my own, and Motel 6 didn't have pet fees, so that's why we chose Motel 6. We didn't have to pay pet fees there. Not a lot of resources. You know, some shelters are pet friendly, but most are not. The transitional houses usually are not pet friendly. Pets are a huge barrier. People don't want to give up their pets.
How did you make the transition from experiencing homelessness to founding this organization, Angels Over Cliffs?
Well, we met God in the whole midst of our mess. My husband and I had been together at 19 years at that point in time, but we'd never been to church together. And once we got sober in the motel, our priorities changed. And we started going to a local food pantry to get food, you know, to feed our bellies. And we were going to a food pantry at a church. And going to that church, to the food pantry, we were surrounded by a group of people who loved us when we didn't feel loved. They helped us to lift that shame and that embarrassment that we had of being homeless. And we ended up attending church services for the first time on December 1st, 2018. We walked forward and gave our heart to God that day. And literally overnight, everything changed. The peace of God sat with our hearts, started ministering to us. We got baptized on Christmas Eve. And literally the day after Christmas, God answered our prayers and approved us for housing. We had been praying for somebody to have compassion, to split our rent, to split our deposit, and to waive our pet fees kind of thing, you know. And that's exactly what happened to us the day after Christmas. We were sitting in the office of Motel 6 having our coffee, and some man called and was talking to motel management about us. And it was the strangest thing, you know. We could tell they're having a conversation about us. This man just housed another family who came out of Motel 6, and apparently they told him about us. So he called to do a reference check on us, unbeknownst to us. And that was the day that he approved us. It was the day after Christmas we got approved for housing. We moved in to permanent housing on January 16th, a little over a month after surrendering our lives to God.
And what does Angels Over Cliffs do?
Angels Over Cliffs is an organization dedicated to helping our unhoused community. We focus more on the families and individuals who are stuck living in local motels. Those are the people who are falling through the cracks. And we've created, I'm so excited to say, we've created a wraparound system of services where we can come alongside our clients. And I don't like the word client. I wish I had a better word. You know, if you say friend, nobody knows what you're talking about. But to me, they are my friends. You know, they turn into family, but we call them clients. We come alongside them and we provide resource navigation. We'll navigate them out to proper resources. We provide housing assistance, motel cost, basic needs such as food, hygiene, clothing. So this wraparound system of services that we've created, we're able to come alongside our clients, love them, give them hope. But more than that, we're giving them community, because Angels Over Cliffs isn't anything that Cliff and Angela are doing. Angels Over Cliffs is everything that the community's doing. We're just the voice, and it's the community that's doing everything. We're bridging those gaps. We've got a lot of community partners, a lot of residents, just a lot of wonderful businesses who support us. So Angels Over Cliffs is community, and we're able to surround our clients with community, and that gives them a love that they've never felt.
I was going to ask you about community, because you have a really active Facebook page that, and I see you hustling on it.
Yes.
Every day saying, hey, we've got a family that is comprised of this and they need this. And I see the community come back and say, okay, well, we've got this for you. Can you tell us about this group of people who supports you?
It's a beautiful thing. It's very touching. We've seen a shift in our city of Corona when it comes to our homeless population. There's not that negative stigma anymore. You know, there's a lot of compassion. People trust us, and they trust us to vet, you know, the people that we're helping. Like you said, we've got our Angels Over Cliffs group Facebook page. And when we have a need, we post the needs to the page, and just random people, community, businesses, residents, faith-based organizations, volunteers, all kinds of people, they step up and they answer the call. They provide the needs, whether it's food or back-to-school supplies for the kids, or sponsor a child for Christmas, or those winter coats, or the hygiene kits. Our community supports us 100%, and it's just a beautiful thing.
You're based in Corona. What areas do you serve?
So we are based in Corona. Right now, we're a small nonprofit. Right now, we serve Corona, Norco, Eastville, parts of Riverside. I've got big plans to go make partnerships with different cities, eventually to where we're all throughout the IE. We just joined the Norco Chamber and the Norco City Council, so we've got that partnership with them now. We do help parts of Riverside, but you know, the way that we help is by community doing it, you know, those community partnerships. So I just need to build more partnerships and community relationships in Riverside. So if anybody out there wants to partner with us, I would love that. We're looking for more partners so we can grow and expand.
I'm speaking with Angela Hare, founder of Angels Over Cliffs. You recently achieved an important milestone beyond the ones that you just mentioned, but you are now officially a nonprofit organization. Tell us how your ribbon cutting went and what does this distinction mean to you?
You know, we've been operating since 2019 as a ministry, and we've helped to connect over 200 people off the streets and out of homelessness. But now we just got our official nonprofit status in May, and that is just, it's going to open so many doors for us. We're going to be able to apply for grants. We're going to be able to get more funding. We're going to be able to help more people. We're going to be able to grow. Our ribbon cutting ceremony was so much fun. I was blown away by the community support that we have. To me, you know, we're just, and I don't want to say we're just ex-homeless, you know, drug addicts. You know, we were once homeowners, business owners, but it's just amazing that people support us, you know, and pour into us. We had a goal to raise a certain amount of money, and we surpassed our goal, which was incredibly exciting. And because of that, we're going to be able to secure a grant writer for the entire year of 2025. And that's just going to open more doors for us so that we can help serve more people in our community.
And I understand you've had a special guest at that ribbon cutting ceremony.
We did. Ashley Felton, country sensation Ashley Felton, donated her time and talent and came out, and she was the live performance for us, and everybody loved her.
Now, she's a local artist based in Corona.
Yeah.
And she has a heart of gold. We love her.
She's pretty awesome. Everyone loved her.
Is there someone who you have served, individual or a family, who really stands out to you?
Yeah, quite a few. You know, so at our ribbon cutting ceremony, we had a client testimonial. We had one of our friends on stage, and we got to do a live interview. And I'll just say her name, Miss Veronica Gamboa, has made me extremely proud. When we first met this family, they were couch surfing. They were part of that hidden homeless. They were staying with friends. They had lost their home during COVID. You know, COVID hit. They lost their job. They couldn't make their car payment. They couldn't make it to work. They couldn't pay their rent. They became homeless. They got caught living with their friends. The landlord was like, you can't stay here. This family with their three beautiful kids ended up sleeping behind a dumpster for a couple of days. That's when they reached out to Angels Over Cliffs, and we were able to immediately put them in a local motel room. We were able to immediately provide them food, hygiene products, small kitchen appliances as well. I think they came to us right around September, back to school time. So we were able to provide the kids with brand new backpacks, school supplies, and clothes for school. That was 2 years ago. This family is now housed. She's now volunteering with me. And she just makes me so incredibly proud. I love her very much. I love what we do. Not only are we helping people, we are holding people accountable. We bring education. You know, life skills classes are mandatory, and it's a need. You know, we want to help break the cycles of poverty and homelessness, not just give you a handout. We want to give you a hand. And I'm incredibly proud of this family. They have broken those chains, and they've transformed. It's transformational life change that we're all about.
What are your future goals for Angels Over Cliffs?
You know, I want to go where God wants us, you know, for one, but I do have some personal dreams and goals. In the midst of our homelessness, even when we were high as a kite, we knew that we were going to do something. We knew, we've always had that persevering attitude. Like, if bad things happen, that's okay. It's all about what you do with that, right? Mm-hmm. So we knew we were going to take this moment, and we were going to grow, and we were going to do something good. Once we started, I kind of lost track of that original vision, because it was like we were trying to fit the molds of everybody else and how they were helping the homeless. But our original dream and our original vision was to start a healing ranch. I would love to have a little piece of land where we could pop up a few tiny homes, have a communal kitchen, gardens, you know, chickens. I want a place where people can come and heal. I know personally, coming out of homelessness, you carry PTSD and a lot of trauma. We need a place where we can go heal and just be together. I want a healing ranch.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm
Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I've been speaking with Angela Hare, founder of Angels Over Cliffs. How can the community support you?
There are so many wonderful ways that you guys can help. First off, you've got to visit our website, angelsovercliffs.org. Take a look, see what it is we're doing, you know, learn more about the organization. We are always looking for community partners, you know, again, because Angels Over Cliffs isn't anything that we're doing, it's everything that you guys are doing. Community partners, we've got some wonderful partnerships. One of our best partnerships is Cardin Alleyway Automotive. They support us by blessing the kids, you know, with Christmas gifts or stocking kitchens full of food for families who get housed. We're always looking for partners to help us collect small kitchen appliances, hygiene kits, food, blankets, partnerships where maybe you would allow us to come in and use your facility. You know, we don't have an office right now. We run our nonprofit out of our home. We're looking for office space this next year. I would love to have a community building where we could host our own life skills classes instead of having to go, you know, to other places. Funds are huge, obviously, and we're good stewards of the funds that we get. We are all about helping people, but we hold them accountable. You know, we require them to do certain things in order to receive our services. Volunteers, we're always looking for volunteers. We've got a full-time staff of volunteers. I can't wait to get grants for payroll to pay our case managers. Our case managers are kicking butt and taking names. They are hands-on with our homeless community. We're always looking for more case managers, delivery, outreach. There's so many ways to partner with us.
And of course, Giving Tuesday is coming up.
Yeah, Giving Tuesday is coming up. And this is going to be our first year to participate in that. Giving Tuesday is going to be December 3rd. We are still working with our fundraiser specialists. So we will have our, you know, little campaign up soon. It will be on our website, angelsovercliffs.org. But yeah, we are looking to raise at least $10,000 on Giving Tuesday to come back into the nonprofit to help house more people and to expand our education program.
Anything else you want us to know?
We have got the best group of volunteers. We've got a volunteer team who just, they bleed for our people. It's rewarding. It's joyous. Homelessness, like I said, is so much more than you see on the streets. There are hardworking, you know, individuals with children, and it is so rewarding and it is so joyous to bring hope to the people who have no hope and to bring love to people who feel unloved and to just love them and meet them right where they're at. It's the best feeling in the world. It's healing, it's rewarding, and it's joyous.
What would you say to someone who may be experiencing homelessness right now?
There's nothing to be ashamed of. There is nothing to be ashamed of. I'm going to get emotional even talking about it. There's nothing to be ashamed of. And that's what we pour into our people. Homelessness can happen to anyone. Most people are 1 to 2 paychecks away from losing their home. And a lot of people just have shame and embarrassment, or they think, well, I'm going to lose my kids. CPS is going to come take my kids. That's not true. It's not illegal to be homeless. They're not going to come take your children unless you're abusing them or, you know, not feeding them or whatever. But there's nothing to be ashamed of. There's nothing to be ashamed of. Reach out for help. It's okay. That's what we're here for.
Give us your website one more time, please.
angelsovercliffs.org.
Thank you so much for speaking with us today, and thank you for making a difference in our community.
Thank you, Pepper. We appreciate you for having us.
This holiday, BMW has reunited 3 members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies Rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.